Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio, and I'm over in Dawson today with Tom and Delight Ludvigson of T&D Barnwood Rustics in Dawson. Of course, their shop is located along Highway 212, but we are not in their shop. Delight and Tom took me over to a home here that we're in Dawson, a brand new home that's just been built, and they're kind of, well, I'll let Delight tell us all about it, Delight.
Hi, Paul. Yes, yeah. Tom and I were contacted by the River Estates Group, and it's a local group from Dawson, and what they're doing is building new homes that are affordable for the community. Mm-hmm. And they've used all local contractors to build the home, and we were asked to come in and do the staging of it.
Wow.
So that's pretty exciting for us. Okay. And
Tell our listeners a little bit, when you say to do the staging of it, what does that mean, Delight?
Staging of a home is, so this is an open concept floor plan. And when you walk into the home, there's absolutely nothing in the home except the doors and the cabinetry.
Yep.
So they asked us to bring in furniture and pieces that Tom had made. And so that's what we've done. And it's worked out well because I do the home decor. So I had lots of fun pieces to bring in.
Yep. And you're very talented, let me tell you.
Okay.
You do a great job, you and Tom. We're standing at the front door. We're going to kind of give a tour here. Now, we're not on television, but we're going to do our best here on radio to describe the home. And why stage a home first place?
Oh, one of the big reasons to stage a home is when you have buyers, they come into your home or they come into a new place and all they see is bare, empty space. And a lot of people have a hard time visualizing what it would look like. So by us bringing in different types of furniture, it helps the layout plan so they can actually see where you might place a table or a sofa, that type of thing.
Well, that's pretty smart.
Yeah. I thought it was a great idea. They asked us.
Yeah. Tom's with us here. Tom, we're going to start here, Tom.
We got a sofa table. It's got four drawers on it, and it's kind of like a entry piece, or it can go behind the sofa too, or it's kind of, this is more of an entry table.
Yeah.
What kind of wood did you use on that one, Tom?
It's Doug fir, and it's got a dark walnut stain.
Boy, when you walk in the front door, that's the first thing that catches your eye, this nice big stand here.
Yes, and I lit up the wood so that there's two lamps on here so that when the light is shining on that wood, it really pops and you can see the beauty of the grain in the wood.
Yep.
And I also placed a runner rug right in front of it. It absorbs some sound because there's a lovely vinyl flooring in here.
Mm-hmm.
So we added some rugs with different textures and colors, and it all creates that same hue.
Yeah, where do you get your wood from, Tom, that you make all these this furniture from?
It's kind of all over. Some's locally, but some I go quite a ways for.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it strictly barns or other pieces of wood?
It's pretty much all barns. Once in a while, it'll be an old granary, but I kind of look for certain types of barns that are easier to tear down and you get more wood out of them. Everything's good versus some aren't so good.
Right. Yeah, that's a great use of a old granary or whatever that's just going to be torn down and burned or thrown away, and you're making something beautiful out of it. Right?
Yes, we are.
I guess.
It's a green product. We're trying to recycle. Right. The society we live in, so many things are just thrown away. And this Tom's come up with this great idea of reusing this wood.
Okay.
And the character and the beauty of it.
Yeah. All right, let's take us through the house then, Delight and Tom. And we'll just walk along into the main kitchen area. Well, it's kind of a huge kitchen dining area. And describe what we're looking at here.
Okay, we are in the main living space, and it is an open concept space, which means the entire space is open. So your kitchen, your dining, your sitting area, and maybe your family room area are all in one area, and it's all open.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a beautiful granite countertop in here on their kitchen island, and we placed four barn stools or wooden stools that Tom created, and maybe Tom can tell you a little bit about those.
Yeah, Tom, you create a lot of stools, don't you? Different type of stools?
Yeah, I do what the boss tells me to do.
Good answer. How do you know what height to be at?
It kind of depends on the, you know, if you're doing a bar stool, it's got to be a certain height, and then like countertop, and then there's actually a table height too, which they all kind of vary by, you know, probably about 6 inches.
Okay, so you'll come in here and measure the countertop to know what how high to make the stools?
Yeah, unless, you know, somebody, well, most countertops are all the same height.
Oh, they are?
Okay. Unless somebody has something different, I can custom make the stools to any size.
Yeah, they look very sturdy, very heavy duty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, another thing that we do too, Tom does the bases of the stools, and then I actually do the upholstery of them. And another thing we carry is we carry a line of upholstery fabrics.
Oh.
So, you know, if you, no matter what color you like, we have probably a color we can pick out from, you know, leather, vinyl to nylon fabrics.
Okay. All right, let's move over to the I would call this the dining room table.
Yes.
Big dining room table.
This is a nice dining room area. Yeah, the size with the windows and the layout works so well. It's placed in front of this window, and we have Tom's trestle table here.
A trestle table? What's that? What's a trestle table, Tom?
It's where the legs are kind of in the center, so you can put chairs or benches all the way around it.
Okay.
And they don't bother with the chairs.
Mm-hmm. Now this is an amazing table. It's very thick, beautiful wood. Tell us a little bit about this table. Where did the wood come from?
Well, the top of the table come out of the bank in Madison. I think it was the bank where Klein used to be. They tore down, and these were the floor joists from the bank.
Wow!
And they were like 13 5/8 wide and probably about 2 inches thick.
Wow, beautiful. That's an amazing story. You saved that wood. Got that wood from somewhere, I guess.
Yep,
huh?
I actually had picked it up on a farm sale, and they'd had it in their shop for like 40 years.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if they'd moved it from some other place, but...
Now, what's the legs that the table sits on? What is that? Looks like railroad ties.
Yeah, no, that's barn beam stained dark walnut, and but they're 6x6s and 6x8s. It's heavy.
Yeah, how many people you think you can fit around that table, Delight?
Oh gosh, you know, you could add some chairs in here, and this is only seating 4, but you could easily have 8 sitting around here.
Yep.
Yeah,
easy. Yep. Talk about the chairs that you got around there.
These are a home decor product that we buy. Tom does stools, but a lot of the tables I go to market and buy different types of seating for them, and this is a wicker bat chair. It's very sturdy, and it has a cushion, and the colors are all matching wonderful in the grays and the browns, and the rug underneath accents the whole picture of it.
Awesome. All right. Beautiful table, Tom. Well done. Let's move over into the living room part, and we've got a huge stand here. Tom, tell us a little bit about this stand. It's got a vase and flowers on top of it. Very tall.
It's just a... probably a 4-foot stand that can be used kind of for anything, but it's made out of like siding from a barn. It's just a natural red-gray weathered look.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the red tint to it. That's natural?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's years of to get it to look like that or whatever weather. And
really pretty. That's an amazing stand there. I'd probably take a couple of them home with me, Delight.
Yeah, these are so fun. Tom makes these in different heights, and they're an easy pop-in. They almost act like a room divider in this situation without it being a room divider, because it's separating where the dining room is into where the living room is, and it adds a little extra height.
Yep.
So they're nice little additions if you're interested in that.
Okay, where should we go next? This is a beautiful home, by the way, and Tom and Delight have staged this. When people come in to purchase the home, they can get a great idea of what it might look like. Beautiful place.
Yeah, now we're in the living room area, and we staged with centering the area with a 8x10 area rug. And the colors are kind of in the browns and the grays with a little accent of charcoal. We also pulled in a sofa that matches really well, and we placed a sofa table behind that. We also chose to put some lamps on it, and that creates height in the room. And then Tom made this beautiful TV stand.
Oh, over there, yeah.
Over there. And
it's got slide. Are those sliding doors?
They're kind of like mini barn doors.
Beautiful.
And that's an oak TV stand. It's kind of a two-tone. The top's stained dark, and the doors are dark, and the rest is just natural.
Wow. Yeah, that's an amazing, that's a great TV stand. I think I want one of them. And yeah, it's really, the top of it is really looks old and wore.
Yeah, it's really rustic on top, but yet it's smooth to the touch.
Yeah, you have quite a bit, quite a talent there, Tom. How did you get into doing this quick? As he looks at his wife.
It was kind of accidental, I guess. I was tearing down a barn for some wood. I used to have a lot of livestock, and I had heard that the barn wood was worth money, so then I ended up taking the roof boards, and I took it to a place, and he cleaned up a piece, and after I seen what it actually looked like, that's kind of what started it.
Started it all.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this?
Probably 13, 14 years.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. I remember Tom coming in the house and he had this piece of wood. And the first piece was the unfinished or just the raw wood. Mm-hmm. And then he had another piece he showed me and it was all cleaned up and it had a finish on it. And it was just beautiful. Wow. No stain on it. It just had all this beautiful color coming through
natural.
The wood.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just a natural color then.
Yeah. And it's just amazing what this real wood, real old wood looks like when it's all cleaned up.
Yep, it absolutely looks beautiful. Well, is that our tour of the house here then?
That would kind of conclude our tour. I'd like to do a little, this house is by the Riverview Estates, and it is at 850 First Street in Dawson. They are having an open house this weekend and for the next 3 weekends. So if anybody would want to be interested in it, they can always contact the Riverview Estates, and there is a phone number here at 320-241-1594.
Okay. They can get a hold of you or Tom as well, I suppose.
Yes, okay. Yes. Tom and I do a lot of custom work for people. Yep. So we go into their homes and we give them ideas of different things that they can do from walls to ceiling to furniture with barnwood.
All right. Thanks, Tom, for giving us a tour here. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you, Paul.
You bet. Thanks, Delight. I appreciate the time and just a beautiful staged home here.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, Paul. Yeah, yep. We've really enjoyed it.
Yep, it's been a lot of fun, so we got to do this more often.
I think so. I would like it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, now.
That's Tom and Delight Ludvigson of T&D Barnwood Rustics here in Dawson. And as Delight mentioned, we're at a home that they've staged here, and it's an open house. What, Delight, again, this weekend or next weekend?
It's this weekend, and if they want information on it, they got to need to call that phone number I gave you.
All right, and we'll have that phone number at the radio station as well. So check this out. It's just you walk in, you go, wow, this is an amazing place. So thanks, guys.